Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. I know I am. And I'm super excited today because we're going to be doing a follow-up talk today concerning juicing and green smoothies and all the wonderful health benefits that it can offer to you. So today, I have a live guest, and she's going to be coming on the air with me today, and we're going to be talking about her journey through the weight loss, going through a weight loss and using juicing and green smoothies to help her get to the wonderful weight that she is. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and let's get her on and let her introduce herself and tell us her story. Good afternoon, Alicia. How are you?
I'm great, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so happy that you could join Get Deep and Keep It Real today. So, I would like for you to explain to everyone your journey and your weight loss, and also how you began juicing and doing green smoothies.
Okay, my weight loss journey started about 8.5, 9 years ago. I had two deaths in my family. My father and my mother passed away 1.5 years later. And that became very troublesome to me because at the same time they were on seeing lots of doctors with lots of medication constantly. But they were never getting any better. So I started taking a look at myself, and I said, okay, you don't have major health problems, but if you continue eating fried chicken every day and you're 5'2", 200, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but in 2009, my weight was at 267 pounds.
Okay.
I was wearing double digits or whatever size clothing, which I hated. So I decided, okay, let me take a look and see what's the best options. First of all, we want to do something quick and easy, right away, which just is diet pills. Diet pills don't work because it's not long-term. You can't do those long-term. I decided after that, so I opted to have the lap band surgery. Lap band is wonderful, but lap band cannot work if you're not willing to give it a try. Your mind has to change. You may actually lose friends. You may lose loved ones during your journey because they're not there with you. You can't take everybody on your journey with you at the same time. So what you do is you establish a different mindset. You still love them. You still embrace them when you can, but don't allow them to crowd you back into that very bad behavior. So once I decided to move forward with the lap band, I knew that my intake of food was going to be substantially less. So I said, okay, I still need to look healthy. I don't want to look skinny. I need to look healthy. I need to feel healthy. You take a lot of different protein, but I still needed to get my vegetables and my fruit in. Prior to the lap band, I had done a little research on juicing and smoothies, and I had played around with it a little bit. But then after the lap band, I wholeheartedly decided whatever I put in my mouth every day had to benefit every single organ and every single cell in my body. So that took a lot of time. That took research. That took some exploring and some experimenting. And by exploring, experimenting, it becomes costly. It becomes time-consuming. But who better to invest in if you can't invest in yourself? If we can't invest
and when
in
you
ourselves.
Say costly when you say costly and time-consuming, what do you mean?
Costly because you're trying things that you've never tried before, so you may not like them. So you end up either throwing them away, or just storing them or giving them to someone else. Time-consuming is because you've never been down that avenue before, so you're not exactly sure which detour takes you to the best options first. So I have mastered all of those options down. The main thing is you have to sit down and plan and say, I'm going to explore. I want my body to feel physically stronger. I don't like the soreness and the tiredness that I have in my muscles. So you explore what types of fruits and vegetables that's going to give you that best benefit. When you explore those options, then you start buying. And as you start buying, you start adding to what you know that's working and what you like. That will save you a lot of time. Don't listen to what people tell you. Don't listen to what someone says. That doesn't work. It makes this hurt. It makes that hurt. We're all individuals, and our bodies are going to react a different way. Our chemical makeup is going to react a different way. Our environment makes us act a different way. So you take all of those factors into consideration. Think about it. God made us, each one of us, beautifully and wonderfully made specifically for your own body.
Right.
I'm Alicia, and you can't be me. My daughter can't be me. My sisters can't be me. We're all made wonderfully and beautifully differently. So embrace what God has given you. Invest in you. I mean, that's the biggest thing is invest in you. Make a mindset change. Start walking in that mindset. Prior to whatever plan you get on, start walking in that mindset. Start exploring. Go and try a smoothie at a smoothie bar. Go have a juice at a juice bar. Try those things out. Spend a few dollars.
That's a good idea. I really like that. A good way. And in fact, for myself, a lot of times when maybe friends or family visit, I try to, you know, maybe show off a little bit and say, oh, you know, instead of having some soda, let me make you a juice.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that will help a whole lot. That will benefit your purpose. You know, once you start outlining your purpose, it becomes easy, and you can walk directly in it and actually be the person that God really created us to be. He created all of these things. He made the grains. He made the fruits. He made the vegetables. Those are the things that he really wants us to monopolize and put into our bodies. But we decided to go a different route. And now that we've gotten on that different route, we really don't know how to get off of it, or basically we don't want to get off of it because we think we're feeling good. You know, I told a friend this story that she said, how did you feel after you – she said, I bet you feel wonderful now that you've lost the weight. And I said, you know, I actually did not know I felt bad until I started feeling good. And the first inclination that I had when I started feeling good was when I had dropped 55 pounds and I went to Houston, Texas to a graduation and sat outside at 8 o'clock at night in 100-degree weather and did not complain. Normally, everybody in the stadium would have had to leave because they would not have liked me at that moment. That's when I realized,
wow.
Oh, God, I'm a different person now.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say, I think you mentioned something about, you know, getting back to the way, you know, God or, you know, our grandparents ate. What exactly do you mean by that?
Our grandparents ate, and I'm not sure who's all listening and who can remember, but my grandmother, I remember, she would have one or two pots on the stove, and it was vegetables, some type of vegetable, green vegetables, collard greens, mustard greens, beans, and rice. You know, and then I noticed as I became a teenager, I guess when the economy was better or when people started going off to living in different places and coming back and exploring with other types of food, that's when the pork chops and more of the chicken and the prime ribs and all of those other wonderful things that are very good became an item. We didn't know how to consume
right.
it, so we consumed too much. You know, I grew up in a little small town. We loved black-eyed peas. We loved pinto beans. We loved collard greens. We loved all of that. But we decided that we wanted to add other things to it that made things particularly bad for us. And, we're in 2013, and we're still doing those things. We're listening to the doctors tell us, you know, take this pill and go home, and you're okay. But we don't even explore the fact that I'm putting the wrong types of food in my mouth. I'm not getting
right.
the best for me. But the first thing we put on food is we put a dollar. We'll buy homes, we'll buy cars, we'll buy We'll go on vacations. We'll do everything but accept and invest in our bodies. The body is a temple. If your body is not right, well, what are you going to do? If you're a grandparent and you can't stay out and play with your grandchildren because your knees and your ankles are hurting, not because you fell or have an injury, it's only because, guess what? Food puts inflammation in your body. Inflammation is the root of disease. That's where disease starts. That's like you planted the seed and you allowed that inflammation to continue in your body. Once it continues to thrive in your body, diseases start lurching through. Things start happening. You don't understand them. The doctor doesn't understand them. But guess what? We continue eating, and we go get another pill, and we take another pill. We can't heal our bodies if we don't cleanse it and detox it. That's what smoothies and that's what juicing does. It also helps you to cleanse and detox your body. When you detox your body, guess what? The clogs and the fogs come out of your brain. You become creative. You feel better. You're sleeping better. Everything works better when you are eating better. The things
so
that we're
can
eating,
you tell me, like, any examples of certain plants or certain juices that are good for inflammation, for example?
All types of green vegetables. One thing that's huge is kale and spinach. Blackberries are extremely potent in inflammation. I keep those things in my house. I use it daily because I don't want inflammation in my body.
Right.
And
what about ginger? I've heard that ginger and turmeric are really good fighters for inflammation as well.
Exactly. Ginger is excellent, and turmeric is excellent as well. Turmeric, you can add it to your juices. You can add it to smoothies. You can cook with it as an ingredient. It tastes very good on any of your vegetables, or if you're making a vegetable soup, it can be utilized in various ways. So I keep it with me all the time. Turmeric,
okay.
Ginger, blackberries, spinach, and kale, those are exceptional. Pineapple is actually another excellent one.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Pineapple is extremely excellent. And it's also very good to have pineapple with a smoothie or a juice after you have a workout because it actually strengthens, you know, and detoxes the body.
Oh, really? Interesting. I didn't know that at all, you know. I didn't know that it could be that helpful. Now, what I would also like to get into is, you know, a lot of people say that, oh, they can't afford to juice, they can't afford to do green smoothies, and or they don't like vegetables or they spoil too bad. And what would you say to someone who made those types of comments?
I would actually say to them initially, now if you've just gone out and spent $200 on groceries, you probably can't afford to go buy, you know, all the fruits and vegetables that you think you want, but you could possibly go buy and spend at least $15 or $20. Start with the basics. Get you some spinach, get you some kale, get some apples and some pineapple. That's less than $20. Start there first. Don't allow yourself to say, I can't afford it. Yeah, keep it very simple. You use the basic blender that you already have that you paid $15 or $20 for. Take it out. Start using it. Use it on a daily basis, you know, preferably, you know, in the morning, because usually if we do something first off in the morning, we have a tendency to stick with it versus then late in the evening. So try it first thing in the morning. And every week, add to your list of items that you're going to purchase for your new journey. Don't give up. You know, just keep adding. But the best thing to do is when certain fruits or vegetables are in season. I have a seasonal calendar when fruits and vegetables are in their seasons. That's when they're less costly. You know, and you want to try, I mean, organic is a little higher. But again, you know, mix it up at times. And if you are making a very strong effort to go completely into clean living and healthy lifestyles, you're not going to need to spend that extra on the meat. So you're going to spend it on your vegetables and your fruit. You're not going to need that flour and that cooking oil that you fry your chicken or fish in, because you're depleting those items that you no longer want in your diet.
So are you completely plant-based, or do you still eat meat?
I don't eat meat. I am completely plant-based. I did not go plant-based by choice. I did several challenges, plant-based challenges, where I didn't eat meat. And after I got off of those various challenges, my body would not allow me. I don't like it anymore. It doesn't taste well to me. It doesn't do me any service.
Okay, okay. So how long have you been on this journey?
I've been on this journey with the smoothies and the juicing about almost 2 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So how long did you go before you felt like you, because I've been doing it probably maybe about 7 or 8 months. And while I feel that I really don't care for much processed foods, or even with certain restaurants, I have to be very, I've noticed that some of them I don't really care for anymore. But I still enjoy eating meat, but I think I'm more particular about the quality of the meat and the amount. I feel that I don't want as much meat, especially at one setting. And as I said, definitely the quality of it. And I really like reduced what I'm eating and went to a more hormonal-free and antibiotic-free types of meat. Although they're more expensive, that's fine, because I'm not eating as much meat.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. The funny thing about it with me is my body almost instantaneously, when I say instantaneously, I mean within a matter of a few weeks, started resisting certain things, couldn't tolerate certain things. And I mean, like, right away. I had things in my refrigerator and my freezer that I immediately could not even stand to look at, that I had to get out of my house.
Right.
Yeah. I couldn't stand just even basic things that, you know, that you season your foods with, you know, such as seasoned salt. You know, I use no salt. I do have sea salt. I do have sea salt because guests like salt at times, but I use all herbs in my cooking.
Right. So how do you get someone to maybe change that thought process? I mean, do I need to just jump into it all at one time, clear my whole house out of all the junk that I have, and just, you know, start from bare refrigerator and bare cabinets?
I think a person, for me, if I was talking to someone, a person would have to actually say to me that they're committed. You know, I want to do this. I don't know where to start. And then at that point, that person needs a lot of support, you know, things on what they should do. And I think starting with the basics, instead of saying throw everything out of your house, I think you have to try and look at what's already there that's not bad, that you can actually utilize. You know, even if it's fruit cocktail in the can, okay, let's use that. Let's pour off the juice. Let's just use the fruit, and let's use that with some of the spinach that's already there. You know, you start slow, and then you work your way into it. If there's somebody that's just basically saying, I'm ready to go face forward into it, I don't know what to do, I want to go buy a juicer, I want to go buy a blender, I want to start today, make it a lifestyle change. There's a reinforcement of mindset. I believe when your mind and your heart connects, you can walk better with it. If your mind is in a different direction, your heart is in a different direction, you cannot move forward with it. Your mind and your heart has to be into it wholeheartedly. you have to say, no matter what, I'm going to give this my best shot. What do you really have to lose? You have nothing to lose. You're already in bad condition, you know, 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds or whatever, overweight. Or maybe you're not overweight. Maybe you want to do it for the benefits, the health benefits, so that you can continue and have a beautiful life, a healthy, vibrant life, an energetic life. So it's going to be...
What exactly are some of those health benefits?
Well, you know, I couldn't give a... I'm going to give two testimonies of what the juicing and the smoothies have done for me.
Okay.
Again, when I did the exploring of them, because I have a tendency to have low red blood count. So my level stays on a low side. No matter how much I eat of broccoli and the greens, it has a tendency to stay a little low. I didn't like that because my doctor said, okay, take this iron, and I didn't want that. So I decided, I Googled, and I wanted to know what was the best way for me to get my blood count increased. So the first thing that was on, that came up on Google was beets and leafy green vegetables. I said, I can do leafy green vegetables. So I went on and I was reading more, and it said leafy green vegetables, you know, as a smoothie. So I took a huge challenge. I did kale, spinach, and avocado and apple all together. I did that for I did that for 3 months, once a day, every single day, had my checkup, my blood count was normal. My doctor said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. My hair had started, my hair was better.
High blood pressure and high cholesterol, could juicing and green smoothies help me lower
juicing,
that?
Absolutely. Juicing and green smoothies will help you. You would want to make sure that you have avocado and banana, because the banana and avocado has potassium in it that's going to actually help lower your blood pressure. And also the avocado has the good fat that's going to help lower the cholesterol. Now, you can't
every day.
Pardon me?
I heard you say something about doing it every day. So do I really need to do this every day to see some kind of benefit?
You probably would, but also
this type of
eating, and if you're dealing with a serious condition as high blood pressure and high cholesterol, depending on your level, the best source who can give you the best information on how long you need to do it or what you should do with that, you know, would be your physician. You know, once you go and you sit down and tell him, I'm doing green smoothies, I'm doing this for my cholesterol, you know, what needs to be done? He's probably going to do the normal thing and say, do this every day for 3 months, because that's probably when he's going to check you, you know, again in 3 months. I had an eye exam, my yearly eye exam, 1 month ago, and my physician was constantly looking at me, looking back over 3 or 4 years of files to see what my report was. She finally looked around and she said, oh, my God. And I said, what do you mean, oh, your God? Am I going blind? What's happening? And she said, I have not ever in the history of my career seen a 54-year-old woman's eyesight improve almost 100% from last year. She said, one of your eyes, you're completely 20/20. The second eye has improved 50%. She said, have you had problems with your contacts? And I said, you know, my contacts got to the point where I actually didn't need the one in there. I said, but since I hadn't come to see you, I used them. I said, I used both of them. And she said, I know you've been doing juicing and green smoothies. What did you do differently this year that you didn't do last year? I said, I added more berries and I added more carrots. She says, oh, you got the beta carotene, the lutein, and the antioxidants. That's why your sight is better.
Amazing.
One month ago, my doctor said, you only need one contact. So So let's keep doing that and see how next year turns out.
Amazing.
That's a huge saving. So about the stuff being costly, guess what? That's an expense that I don't have to pay. Guess what? I can buy more organic fruit.
Right. Very true. Now, we have a little less than 5 minutes left, so I'd like to spend this last bit of time just asking you, what are your last thoughts on juicing and green smoothies? If you have a website or a Facebook page that you would like to share with my listeners, and any other important tips that you would like to share with the audience.
Yes. The main thing that I would like to say is soul search your heart. You know, I believe in God's guidance, and my thought is talk to God about it. Ask him to guide you. When he guides you and leads you, the road is smooth. You don't have to make twists and turns. Let him know your fears. Let him know your behaviors. Let him know what you need to do and what you would like to do. God will guide you. And that's exactly how I started my journey. I talked to God about it. He actually just made it work for me. And I decided that since he made it work, I was going to make a commitment to him. I made a commitment to him January 1st, 2013, this year, to help people to understand that you don't have to live like this. You don't have to wear a size 22, 23, 24. I'm 5 feet 2 inches tall, weigh 267 pounds. You know, I'm in my 140s now. I lost over 125 pounds. I'm smaller than I was when I was in high school, when I graduated from high school. I have shoes and things in my closet that are too big for me that I can't wear anymore. But I'm going to keep them because I pay a lot of money for them. You know, I like them. But, but you know, I made a commitment. You know, I have people that come up to me on my job that saw me through this journey, that made all types of comments, and they come up to me and said to me now, they says, you know what? You are a very good person to not slap us for the things we said to you. They said, so now we're coming to you and begging and asking for your help. Do you have a plan? What are you doing? What did you do? I told them. I have a Facebook page. My Facebook page is called Divine Wellness with Alicia. That's my Facebook page. And my goal and my mission is to allow God to continue using me as a vessel to reach out, to help, to guide, to counsel, to be a support person. I mean, I will come to your home and show you how to reorganize your kitchen. I will give you, I can help you with recipes. There is a starting point, but you have to start first yourself. No one can do it for you.
That's very true. And speaking of starting points, I wanted you to, like, maybe, you know, there's just going to be some people who maybe have excuses. They don't have time, whatever. Mm-hmm. For those of us who are super busy, maybe like myself, yourself, I work full-time. I go to school. I'm trying to do this radio show. I have so many things going on.
Mm-hmm.
What are some quick tips that I can do to help me keep me motivated in this juicing journey and green smoothie journey?
Everything that you decide that you want to juice or make as a smoothie, you can mix it up and freeze it. Put it in ice trays, freeze it, and put it in little baggies. When you're getting dressed for work in the morning, take the baggie out with the frozen smoothie in it, put it in the blender, let it sit there while you're taking your shower. It gets soft. All you have to do is flip the switch and turn it on. Now, you're going to have to make a little bit of an adjustment when you go buy the product. You wash it. You put it in Ziploc bags. You put it in storage containers. And you put it in your freezer. And you freeze it. And you go on about your business. You take it out when it's time that you want to use it the next day or the next afternoon. So the best thing is you're going to have to be organized. Nothing that you do is going to work if you're not organized. You have to make up your mind and say, okay, I'm going to give it 30 minutes and stay organized and get this done. That's all you're going to need if you make a conscious effort to get it done.
Wow, and I'd like to end on that note. That was a very excellent point. Well, Ms. Alicia, I really want to thank you for joining our show today. Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. Also, we can be found at Get Deep and Keep It Real on Facebook. This has been a wonderful, informative conversation. And please tell us the name of your Facebook page again.
My Facebook page is Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Wellness with Alicia.
All right. Thank you, Miss Alicia, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. You've been listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation today with Alicia on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you learned many different things from our conversation today. And one thing that I did want to just emphasize here is, you know, start slow, but just make it a challenge to start juicing maybe once a week, twice a week, and then just, you know, keep it going, keep it moving, constantly keep it moving. You know, if you don't have time, sometimes I just juice on the weekends and I do green smoothies during the week because it's just very easy to throw all the ingredients in a blender and go. And now I think I might try to take her idea and, you know, make some juices and freeze them in the freezer a day or two ahead of time. So I love you, and I want you to be healthy. So take these tips, run with it, try it, share it. Even if you can't do it every day, even if you're not planning to make a lifestyle change as far as, you know, going vegetarian or not stop eating meat, at least just think about improving your health. Because, you know, if you're not here, then I won't have any listeners. So thank you once again for joining me today on Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. Have a great day.